Phoenix FM.
Right, it's just coming up to 11:22 on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm joined in the studio by freelance writer and journalist Sylvia Kent, writer of over 10 books and numerous articles published in newspapers, magazines, as well as being the vice president of the Society of Women Writers and Journalists. Her blog is now standing at an impressive 307,000 views. Also this month, our guest in the studio is music journalist, singer-songwriter, radio producer, radio presenter, Giles Bidder. Giles has recorded and released several albums, produced a regular Sunday morning radio show, has been published in The Independent, The iPaper, Rock Sound, Huck Magazine, Daily Star, Sunday to name but a few, and is also a website developer. So, very good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want a CV like that.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Very, very impressive. Now, we're going to be talking to Giles in a second. So, first off, kick off with Sylvia. Lovely to see you. You forgot the piccalilli, though.
I forgot the piccalilli. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so am I.
Yeah. But come September, there'll be so much in the way of vegetables. So, you'll have chutney and you'll have pickle and... And I've been offered a chance to actually put it in book form.
Oh, you should.
But I've promised I wouldn't do any more books.
Oh, well, it's not the same, is it? It's, you know, a recipe book is...
No, no. It's all work. Oh, Giles will tell you. Yeah. It's work, isn't it, Giles?
It is work.
Yeah, you've got to work and research and write and make it all come together. But we'll see how we go. I'm quite happy doing what I'm doing at the moment.
Yeah. Billericay Readers Group, and we're going to talk about a special book.
Because I've put it on the list. But first of all, I would say that we are still about a dozen readers meet at Billericay Library once a month, second Tuesday, 2 p.m. And that lovely group of girls, we do other things. We go walking with them and, you know, we see them socially. But it started off as the readers group, and I would say that for people who are perhaps a bit lonely or whatever, do these things, meet them, and that's how you get to know people. It's lovely. But anyway, we are reading some classics. I'm reading Daphne du Maurier and It's House on the Strand. It's a little bit difficult, not like some of her other books. And Helen Dunmore. Helen died a year or two ago, came to Brentwood. And she was part of our Essex Book Festival, which I go on about every year, because I'm a patron of that. Then we've got another Helen Dunmore, The Siege, coming up. Another one called Hannah Kent, no relation. But we've also got Elizabeth is Missing, which is Emma Healy, and who's Peter's cousin. We'll be reading those books in October. The writer's circle is going very well. 60 members meet once a month. Super speakers. I'm hoping the gentleman sitting next to me might come as a speaker at some point to tell us about music and his life.
I would love to.
You know, it would be wonderful. And we'll be talking about his mum's book.
Yes.
She is a brilliant writer, Jane Corey.
And this book is called The Dead X.
It is. Oh, and right to the end, you don't really know what's going to happen. Mm. And that's a page-turning book, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you guess early on, well, I don't know.
I like that. I've read the back and sort of thought, oh, this looks really, really good. Yes. So is this, how many books has Jane...
I think this is the third.
Third,
In this sort of latest series on Penguin Random House.
It's a powerful psychological thriller.
Yeah.
And that is my cup of tea.
Yeah, it's my cup of tea too.
So, and we're hoping she'll come to Brentwood.
Yep.
Which is, again, I'm vice president of that one too. Mad. And the other biggie is at the Galleywood Heritage Centre. We're going to have a writing festival. And it's on Saturday, 8th of September. And it's part of the open weekend. You know, throughout the land, this is national, they open up buildings. You don't have to pay. You just go and visit. And this is a wonderful centre near Chelmsford. We're all going and hoping that people will come and buy our books.
Yeah.
And obviously they'd be much cheaper than in the bookshop. But this has been put on by the Chelmsford Civic Society. They all work hard. Lots of well-known writers there. And it should be a lot of fun. And Susan Wilson is the organiser. There's so much work that goes into these things, so we do hope people come along. It's from 10 to 4 on Saturday, 8th of September. No charge to get in.
Good.
I'm going to have some of my books there.
Oh, excellent. Yes, so you've got 10 books, so you can pick out a few.